This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Mana hopes to raise $300,000 this Thursday with their second The Main Course fundraising party, and you're invited.
Come on, we live in Philadelphia. It's like the best food city ever.
Keep it here to find out more about the party and how the money raised will be used.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Mana CEO Sue Dougherty at Mana headquarters, 420 North 20th Street. There are people packing around us. You have a big event coming up on Thursday called The Main Course. It's on Thursday, September 15th at the Waterworks. So I understand this is the second one, and COVID kind of threw a wrench in your plans.
Yes, certainly. So we launched this event in 2019. It was a huge success and really just an event to highlight the amazing chefs that we have in our city and to highlight the importance of our mission, which is all about nourishing folks that are sick. So we are so happy to be doing this in person again this Thursday.
You took a break because of COVID. You couldn't have any like in-person events?
Correct, yes.
Did you have to take a break from it like altogether? You couldn't do anything online either?
So we've had a few online fundraisers, but nothing around the chefs and the main course.
Got it. Okay, so the main course takes place on Thursdays. Your second, I can't say second annual because you skipped a couple of years, but it's going to be an annual event.
Absolutely. We can hope to continue this for many, many, many years.
Hopefully.
You never know. You never say never anymore.
All right. Before we talk about the main course, tell me about Mana. What is the mission of Mana?
So Mana, we are all about food as medicine. So every day you were just mentioning, right, the hundreds of volunteers that show up to make sure that our clients who are home battling life-threatening illnesses, diabetes, cancer, renal disease, they need the right nourishment to win the fight for their life. And so that's what we do at no cost to our clients. All of our clients get complete nutrition. So 3 meals a day, 7 days a week, specifically tailored to the nutritional needs that they need to win their fight. And so we have a team of dietitians and a team of chefs. And at the end of the day, they battle it out, right? That we get this amazing product that tastes really good and also gives them the right nutrition.
Who is eligible to receive free meals from Mana?
So Mana will serve anyone who is at a nutritional risk. So anyone who's actively going through treatment for a disease, newly diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, can be referred to Mana, manapa.org. You have to be in care, right, seeing a healthcare professional. But if you're not in care, we can help link you to care so that we can help make sure that we're monitoring your outcomes and making sure that we're setting you up for the best success.
And since this is free, this is not funded by your clients.
No, this is at no cost to our clients. And so we depend heavily on the community, the volunteers, corporate foundation support, and events like this to raise a lot of money so that we can make sure that we're saying yes and not having to turn away clients.
How many clients do you serve?
So right now, we're serving about 1,600 households. We're doing about close to 150,000 meals a month, 1.5 million meals a year. And we have seen an increased need in services over the past couple of years. Certainly, I think COVID highlighted the importance of nutrition and health. And so we are working really hard and dealing with what everybody else is dealing with, like 60% increase in food costs and sourcing products. But we have an amazing team and, like I said, an army of volunteers that support us.
I know a lot of COVID really put a stress on a lot of the charitable foundations. Has that been difficult?
It has. I mean, certainly I would say early in COVID, we received an overwhelming amount of generous support from the organizations. But that is certain. You know, everybody is having difficulties right now. So that has kind of died off a little bit. And we're kind of back to pre-COVID funding, but serving more clients than we've ever served. And certainly more clients than we were serving before COVID. So really trying to do everything in our power to just make sure that, you know, to counting on the generous support of the community, the individuals, and making sure that we continue to say yes and show up and be there for our clients.
So with the main course, you're going to give people a reason to dig into their wallets, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is an event, right? The diversity of our chefs, right? We have like over 14 different restaurants. restaurants participating. We have, you know, our chair, Chef Jen Carroll, our advisor, Chef Eli Culp. It's amazing. I mean, they've been in here over the past months or so, like cooking and doing things to demo for our video, which you can see. If you're excited to see a preview of the event, you could go to the MANA website, and there's an amazing video highlighting the chefs.
Which is
manapa.org. And it's just going to be a fun night. Dance the night away with Jelly Roll. We have a silent auction, a live auction, which I can tease. They're still working out the details, but Chef Eli Culp and Chef Jen Carroll are going to do something incredible to auction off at the live auction. So it is going to be a fun night for an amazing cause. And just, come on, we live in Philadelphia. It's like the best food city ever, and there's going to be such representation.
So with the live auction items, let's go back to this. Are they auction off like a dinner that they're going to be, like that type of a thing where they're going to be cooking at someone's house?
Yes, and it's going to be very intimate, very special. Chef Eli Culp is working out all the details, but it's something that I think a lot of folks would be really interested in. And then we have lots of other incredible items that are going to be going that night as well.
So tell me about the event. So is it like stations? Like, what do you...
So there will be stations. Everyone will have a seat, though. There will be a place for people to sit, and you can, if you know your friends are coming, you could share with us who your friends are so we make sure we see folks together. But we want it to be, it's not a sit-down formal dinner. It's going to be a more walking around, talking to your friends, hopefully dancing, but experiencing all the different foods and the diversity that the chefs are bringing. Definitely going to have a lot of plant-based options. There's going to be absolutely appetizers, main courses, desserts, so that you will not leave there without a full stomach.
Cocktails?
Of course, right? What would the event be without cocktails? So obviously open bar, great wine, great drinks. I know signature events I think are going to be there. It's just going to be an incredible evening.
So this is taking place at the Waterworks on September 15th, Thursday, September 15th. Can you buy tickets at the door, or is this a pre-ticketed event only?
So there are about 50 tickets left. So we are very hopeful that maybe even, you know, before the event we will sell out. If there are tickets available, you could certainly get tickets, I think, online that day. But we are hoping come Thursday this will be a sold-out event.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are $300.
$300 a person. And how much money are you hoping to raise?
We are hoping that this event will bring in, with the auction and silent auction, over $300,000.
How do you use that money?
So that money goes directly to our clients, right? So every month, as you heard, we're doing 150,000 meals. So that money significantly goes to fund the cost of our food, the cost of our program, the cost of our dietitians, and the delivery. Like I said, all of our clients, our meals are delivered directly to their home. So that all the proceeds raised will go directly to the program support.
How long has MANA been around?
32 years. So a long time. We are very fortunate that 5 years ago, we moved to this new state-of-the-art production facility that has allowed us to really increase our capacity and really meet the need and the increased need that it hit us over COVID. And so we have the capacity to serve a lot more clients. We just need the funding to keep doing it.
And where do you get the food from?
So we source our food actually now because of supply issues. We're working with like 8 different main vendors. So obviously we work with U.S. Foods, Sysco, Driscoll, Performance Food Group, all the main folks. We can't just substitute out a product, right? If something's not in and we're not able to source it, that requires us to go through a whole extensive nutrient analysis, because like I said, we're not just serving any food. We're serving medically tailored meals that are specifically scientifically designed for people's conditions that they're dealing with. And so substitutions become really complicated. And that's why our director of operations does an amazing job really working with many, many vendors to make sure we can get the product that we need in-house.
Curious, because you are, you know, serving special food that is like healthy, like to help your clients, what is that food like for people that are just interested in being more healthy? Like, is it a lot of plant-based options?
So we definitely have plant-based options, but we're really more focused on the micro and macronutrients. So really the calories, the protein, the carbohydrate, right? If you have diabetes, monitoring how much carbs you're taking in. If you have cancer, you need high calorie, high protein. If you have renal disease, right? If you have kidney issues, that's really complicated. You have to monitor how much phosphorus and potassium. And I say all the time, I mean, my background is I'm a dietitian. If someone said to me today, hey, Sue, you have to follow a 4-gram potassium, 4-gram phosphorus, 2-gram sodium diet, that would be really hard. And I'm a dietitian and I have an amazing support system. So unfortunately for the clients that we're serving, they're the sickest of the sick, and they're often low income. They don't have support systems. Many of our clients share we are the only knock on their door during the week, and so where would they have access to this nutrition if it wasn't for Mana? We kind of see ourselves as the pharmacy for your prescribed diet, and we want to make sure that everybody has access to proper nutrition.
And so they don't have to think about it. If they have you, they know, just eat what Mana brings.
Absolutely, and that's what we hear from our clients, is that we relieve anxiety. They also know that volunteers are really critical in showing up to prepare the meals. And so we often, one of my favorite quotes from a client was, the food is great, but the love is better. And that means something to our clients, especially our clients that are going through such a serious, you know, life-threatening time in their health. And so I think they feel the community here at Mana, and they know that we're behind them.
So when people support events like the main course, that means that you can continue to serve your meals.
Absolutely. It's helping us to say yes to another client and to not have a wait list. That's our goal, is we never want to have to say no to someone who needs our services.
How long is your wait list right now?
So right now, we do not have one, but we are very close. We are, you know, monitoring, obviously, food costs and tracking donations, and so we want to continue to say yes. And we're also going into, you know, the fall, which tends to be a busier season for us, and, you know, people, I think, really inside needing more support and needing more help. And so we really want to gear up and prepare to make sure that we have the resources we need.
Anything else you want to say?
No, just thank you so much for coming in today.
Where can people get more information about the main course?
Manapa.org.
And what are you most looking forward to about this big party?
The food. Come right, the food and the people, right? I'm honestly so excited, right? It's been a long time since we've been able to be together with our supporters or donors, or and to just celebrate and have a fun night and really know that at the end of the day, it's all to help people who are in need, and what better way to do that?
Well, thank you so much, Sue.
Thank you.
Sue Dougherty is the CEO of Mana here at 420 North 20th Street. And the main course is a Mana fundraising event that takes place on Thursday, September 15th at the Waterworks. Once again, the website for the event is
manapa.org. So MANNAPA.org.
Thanks, Sue.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.